just letting the confetti fall on them. It's just an unbelievable feeling.
Now, it is obviously a special, special moment. And right now, you're going to get the Lombardi Trophy delivered to the stage in a very special fashion. A two-time Super Bowl champion with the Miami Dolphins, a Hall of Famer, Larry Zonka, begins the walk with the Vince Lombardi Trophy because this is the 50th anniversary of his MVP performance in Super Bowl VIII. And that, of course, was the second of back-to-back titles. He's handing it off to John Elway, celebrating the 25th anniversary of his MVP performance in Super Bowl 33. That was the second of back-to-back championships. And tonight, they will put the Lombardi Trophy up on that stage as the Chiefs celebrate the second of back-to-back championships, the first since the New England Patriots in 2003 and 2004, an historic night here at Allegiant Stadium and a memorable Super Bowl. Let's join the celebration on the field with Jim Nantz of CBS Sports. Commissioner Roger Goodell presents the Vince Lombardi Trophy to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow, an epic Super Bowl for an epic season. Thank you, Las Vegas. Clark, to you and your family, to this great organization, to Coach Reed and this incredible football team, make some more room in that trophy closet, would you please? This is the first time a team has repeated in almost 20 years in the NFL. Tough to do. The Chiefs are Super Bowl champs.
As the commissioner said, back-to-back and three here in just the last few years, we call that a dynasty. What does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Andy, the football team, our coaching staff on an incredible performance. And it's been an amazing five-year run. I want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity. Watching today's game, I couldn't help but think about my parents and how proud they would be of this football team. At their heart, they were the biggest Chiefs fans in the world, and they would love celebrating another world championship with the best fans in the NFL, Chiefs Kingdom.
I know you feel your parents' presence here tonight. Congratulations, Clark, to this amazing victory. What a game it was.
Thank you, Jim. Kudos to the team. What an incredible performance. One of the most thrilling Super Bowls I've ever seen.
How about you pass off this trophy to Andy Reid? Andy, you had to come back from 10 points down again, and then you had all this pressure of having to tie the game late in the fourth quarter. Down three in overtime. How did this team pull it off?
Well, there was no doubt. I mean, the guys were great. Defense played out of their mind. How about that D, baby? Our defense played great. And then the O just kept persevering and pushing and pushing and pushing and did a great job. I'm so proud of the whole group. Special teams jumped up in there and dominated right at the end there. It was beautiful.
For your legendary career, what does this title mean to you, this one specifically?
Man, I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate it with these people right here, man. Hey, on three, one, two, three. How about those Chiefs?
How about you grab this thing before it topples over, and let's bring in Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. There was a lot of tension in this building, but you're used to coming back from double digits down, and you did it today. Tell us about that winning drive and how this team held it together, composure and all.
Really, just the whole game was just kind of our whole entire season. It was the defense just keeping us in there, and then the offense making plays when it counted. And then, of course, Harrison Butker hitting from about 70. So it was a microcosm of our whole season. I'm just proud of the guys. They kept believing. And I'm proud of the coaches for calling up those plays. They got us some touchdowns there at the end.
You know, you go on and win the championship, being the underdog the last three games in the playoffs. Maybe a lesson learned for everybody else out there in the future?
Yeah, just know that the Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs. Just know that.
I know it means the world to have Brittany and your children up here, Sterling and Bronze, to share this as a family and with your Chiefs family too.
Yeah, it means the world. Just the whole family of Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom is special. Brittany's a great wife with two great kids. I can't ask for anything better than this, man. We're Super Bowl champs, Kansas City. I'll see y'all at the parade. Let's do it, baby.
That's parade's coming up. Congratulations.
Chiefs Kingdom! Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas! Woo!
Hey, Elvis never had it better than that right there. Let me tell you. To win this one, when we met a couple of days ago, you know, you said, and I'm not looking ahead, but we got a lot more we want to do here, baby. You said, oh, yeah. we want a three-peat. How about that?
Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three, but we couldn't get here without getting the two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here, the men that we just won this thing with. Family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it.
Hey, you still got to fight for your right, don't you?
You got to fight for your right. Believe it, baby. I'll see y'all next year.
Thank you, Travis. Congratulations.
Travis Kelce's got himself a playlist, and Jim Nance obviously knew that. We weren't getting done until he did that, but obviously pure joy right now for those who are up on that stage with that trophy and knowing that it's been done multiple times, knowing that it's been done in a way that they did this, and knowing that they did it not as the favorite that coasted but had to claw their way back each time. What does that mean to an athlete, Devin?
Yeah, and I think Mahomes said it. He explained this whole game was like their season, and then he ended with what? The Chiefs are never underdogs. And then what did Kelce just tell us? I'll see you again next year. This team has a confidence about them that they know they will be where they need to be when it matters the most.
The Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. Grab the T-shirt and cap worn on field by the players and coaches to commemorate the champs. Go to NFLshop.com. Once again, let's go downstairs to Laura Oakman on the sidelines.
I'm standing here on the podium with Patrick Mahomes. We're moving a little bit. I wrote down four words as soon as you had that go-ahead touchdown, and I said microcosm of their season. I just heard you say that. Patrick, how did this game say everything you guys have gone through?
Yeah, I just spoke to our entire season, the fight, the continue to grind, the defense keeping us in games, and the offense making plays when it counts. It was a microcosm of our whole season. I'm just so proud of these guys, man, just to continue to battle through adversity to get to this point.
Earlier this week, Travis Kelce said, I want this one more than I've ever wanted another one. Why did this one weigh heavily or heavier to you guys?
because they counted us out. They counted us out the whole way. I thought the guys just continued to battle, and it wasn't pretty, but we got it done, and at the end, we're the world champs.
Fourth and one with the season on the line in overtime. Was there any way in the world the ball wasn't going into your hands?
Oh, no, we were keeping the ball. We talked about it. It kind of gave me an option where I could throw it to Travis or run, and it opened wide open for me, and I got that first down. It truly special. I can't even take it, even say the words for it, man. I'm just so proud and so happy for these guys.
Last words I'm going to ask you then. With everything that this does for this Chiefs, with this Super Bowl, also with you in history being one of five quarterbacks now to win three or more Super Bowls, if this Super Bowl trophy could talk, I don't want to hear what it would mean to the guys, but what does this mean to you?
It means the world. I mean, when I got here, I wanted to win as many as possible. I wanted back-to-back. We fell short last time, and to be able to come back and do it, it truly is special, but we're not done. That three-peat sounds real nice.
Patrick Mahomes, congratulations. And boy, that's the confetti. Thank you, Patrick, as the confetti comes weighing down. I'm being walked right over to Andy Reid. Hello, always lovely to see you in the middle of confetti falling. Patrick said up there, this game could not be more of a microcosm of this season. How did you see that?
Yeah, very much like the season. defense played great all the way through, kept us in the game, and then these guys just took over, kind of wore it down and ended up taking over. So it was great.
All season long, guys have just said this was a different battle, and this season just took a whole lot of took a whole lot more out of them. How do you describe the year to get here, and then also what it means to hold this Lombardi, Andy?
Well, it's neat because of the guys. These guys, they're special. They persevered and never doubted themselves. So even during the lows, they just kept battling. And as far as I'm going, I'm excited about it, but I don't really care that much. I'm just happy right now that all of this went on, you know.
Can we inspire some people with the confetti falling right now and you saying you don't care about you, but I'm going to put it on you. I'm going to hope to do a little inspiration. There was a time when people said Andy Reid could not win the big one. And so now as we're sitting here with confetti all over your shoulder and your hat and your third time hoisting this, what does this mean to you and your journey?
Well, I made it from being able to handle the big cheeseburger to being able to handle this thing. So I just appreciate all that went into it. The Hunt family and the great job that they've done for us to allow us to do what we do and the players to do. So it's great.
You're great. Andy Reid, congratulations. Always great seeing you. But the best is when confetti is falling and I get this conversation with you. Kevin, I'm going to toss it back up to you. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Hey, Laura, great job getting the biggest names of this game, including Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, the third player to win three Super Bowl MVPs. Brady won five. Montana, who is in the building, won three. Now Mahomes. He's 28. He's 28 years old. He's won back-to-back Super Bowls. He's won three in 5 years. He's been to four in the last 5 years. And he really is only at halftime of his career. I mean, we've never seen a quarterback have this kind of a start to a career.
No doubt about it. I mean, he's been incredible. I mean, all I reflect on is I've got my first start in the National Football League at 28 years old. And you think about Tom Brady. He had the whole first chapter. Then he had an entire second chapter. Played till he was 45 years old. I have no idea how long Patrick Mahomes is going to play, but three championships, four Super Bowls by the time you're 28. And 5 years ago, we would have sat here and said, there's no chance anybody's ever going to touch Tom Brady or be in the conversation or do what the Patriots have done. And now we're sitting here going, there's a shot. And, you know, hearing Andy Reid talk, I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Andy Reid, but what you come to realize is you win championships as a team. Have a great coach. It takes a great quarterback combined. That's what we saw in New England. You take a look at all those quote-unquote dynasty teams over the years. It's about that combination of coach, quarterback. They've got that here, and then they found ways to piece together what else they needed around it to make this run, and it's going to be fun. And maybe the coolest thing is how young their defense is. And this team was carried by defense this year, been carried by offense in years past. You just keep evolving and finding ways to win in the biggest moments.
You know, there was some separation. The Packers, of course, the team of the 60s, they've won more NFL championships than any team in pro football. Then we had the Steelers in the 70s, Dallas, San Francisco, 80s into the 90s. We just finished a 20-year run by New England. Honest to goodness, I don't know that a football fan could have expected yet another dynasty on the heels of the longest dynasty we've had of the Patriots. And sure enough, we've had it here with the Chiefs. 3 in 5 years, back-to-back Super Bowl champions. It's amazing.
And no doubt those older dynasties were incredible. But one of the reasons that I thought the Patriots dynasty was so amazing is because it was in the free agency era, where back in the day, those teams stayed together. Those Hall of Famers were all on the same teams. You don't see that
right
anymore. Maybe you have a couple, but you don't see 7, 8, 9 Hall of Famers that stay together for 7, 8, 9 years. And so what the Patriots did, reinventing themselves and adding new pieces, was incredible. And now the same thing with the Chiefs. I know we would have said a few years ago, you lose Tyreek Hill and how great he was and maybe the best receiver in the National Football League. Well, that's going to change things, and yet they've reinvented themselves. They've added different pieces. They've found ways to win games different ways, and that's, to me, what makes what the Patriots have done and what the Chiefs have done in this 5-6 year period so incredibly special.
Final in overtime, 25-22. Niners scored first. They got the field goal, and Mahomes and the Chiefs took them downfield. They got a touchdown pass on the clock here. 3 seconds remain in overtime, and that is when the touchdown pass was thrown. With 3 seconds left in overtime, they were just this close, and they crossed the finish line. Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls. And time now, Kurt Warner, to select the AutoZone drive of the game.
Well, this one's a tough one. I mean, obviously, you know, where else do you go? 13 plays, 75 yards, 7:19 off the clock, and some huge conversions on that last play. The fourth down, put it in Mahomes' hands. It becomes an 8-yard rush. They've got a third down as they are approaching the red zone, where maybe it forces a field goal. Patrick Mahomes once again does it with his legs, a 19-yard run, and then obviously finishing it off with the great play fake and the toss over to Mecole Hardman for the 3-yard touchdown to finish this thing off, and that's the drive of the game.
And he was wide open, wasn't he? He was wide, wide open. That is the drive of the game, sponsored by AutoZone. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging. That's right, get your battery tested and charged for free. Make AutoZone your end zone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. So Dean Blandino, our officiating analyst, our rules analyst, is here. One-time head of NFL officiating, and has been with us today. And what a pleasure, Dean, it has been to be with you. But I just mentioned 3 seconds on the clock. Walk us through. There would have been a second overtime.
Sure. So we're basically starting a new game. So while there was 3 seconds left on the clock, it was really the first quarter. So had time expired, we would have went to the other end of the field and basically started the second quarter. So there isn't a time limit like there is in the regular season. Postseason, you're starting a new game. Both teams have to have a possession. And obviously, 49ers kicked the field goal on their possession. KC supersedes that with a touchdown. And here we are.
And we were talking a little bit off air, and, you know, I was a little bit kind of caught up with why San Francisco took the ball there, but I want you to take me in, because these are obviously some new rules, and I was thinking of it a lot like a college overtime, where each get the ball, and if you both score and it's tied, you each get the ball again. But take us into what would have happened if Kansas City kicks a field goal there to tie it. Both teams have had a possession. What happens at that point?
At that point, next score wins. So at that point, it's true sudden death overtime like we used to have. And again, it did add a layer of strategy there, because in the old rule, you always want the ball first because you're going to kick a field goal on that first possession, game over. Now you've got to think about it, like you said, Kurt. College, they like to go on defense first because they want to know what they need to do on offense.
We had a combined 23 points first three quarters and 24 points in the fourth quarter in overtime, and a Chiefs 25-22 win for their second consecutive Super Bowl, third in 5 years. Hey, Dean Blandino, thank you so much. We enjoy your work immensely on Fox, but even more here on Westwood One, and you have a return ticket with your name on it whenever you want to come back.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Really, just an honor. Thank you.
Dean Blandino with us all game long, and we thank him for some great observations throughout Super Bowl 58. And with that, we go back to Scott Graham.
All right, thank you very much, guys. The celebration continues on the field in smaller groups right now. Travis Kelce just did a walk from one end zone to the other and saluted the fans that are still left in the stands down at this end on his way back inside. But we have got a lot more to do, including reliving how this all came about. Kansas City wins it by a final of 25-22. You're listening to Super Bowl 58 on Westwood One.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I could finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial. Look around your business and see inefficiency everywhere, so you should know these numbers. 37,000, the number of businesses which have upgraded to the number one cloud financial system, NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite just turned 25. That's 25 years of helping businesses streamline their finances and reduce costs. One, because your unique business deserves a customized solution, and that's NetSuite. Learn more when you download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/big game.
Young people with developmental disabilities deserve every chance for a full and active life, but it can be difficult to balance their day-to-day needs with their lifetime of potential. Hi, I'm Kurt Warner. My wife Brenda and I started Treasure House, a community for young adults with developmental disabilities who have the potential to grow and thrive in the right environment. It's designed not just to be a place to live, but to truly be a home. Join us in supporting these young adults by making a contribution today. Visit treasurehouse.org. That's treasurehouse.org.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have a game plan for COVID-19? Prescription oral treatments must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, even if mild. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The huge video boards under the name of Allegiant Stadium in both end zones say champions with the Kansas City Chiefs logo and the Vince Lombardi trophy. And there is animated confetti still dropping on that board. The rest of the confetti is all over the field here at Allegiant Stadium after an amazing ball game that felt like anything but when it got started here in Super Bowl 58. In this one, San Francisco coming in as a slight favorite, and it was the 49ers who looked like they had the first opportunity in this ball game to really get things going. Taking over for the opening drive, they threw an 18-yard pass to Kyle Juszczyk on the second play for a first down, and were moving the ball into Chiefs territory with a good offensive rhythm. But just three plays later, all of that changed.
It's first and 10. Purdy's under center with a couple tight ends. Hand off McCaffrey over the right tackle. He fumbled the ball as he was hit. He crossed the 27, and the ball was jarred free. He was hit on the play. Karloftis may have jumped on the ball. They're untangling the bodies. The Chiefs pointing one way, and so are the officials. A turnover by San Francisco. McCaffrey has turned the ball over on the first drive of Super Bowl. Chiefs take over, and their defense forces the turnover. Karloftis got it.
What we may not have known less than 3 minutes into the ball game was that any hope we had of a track meet was long gone on that first possession, because defense took over on both sides. We got to the end of the first quarter with the first scoreless first quarter since Super Bowl 53. By the way, Devin McCourty, the last five scoreless first quarters all involved the New England Patriots. Do you feel in some way responsible for that?
I feel really good. Maybe somebody should pat Bill Belichick on the back once or twice.
Nothing-nothing game, but San Francisco was moving the ball on a drive at the end of the first quarter. And in the second, after Trent McDuffie made a big deflection on Deebo Samuel in the end zone, Jake Moody hit a 55-yard field goal. The rookie with the longest field goal in Super Bowl history for the first points of the ball game, and it was 3-0 San Francisco on top. Kansas City looked like they were ready to answer right back, and after getting one first down, Mecole Hardman caught a 53-yard pass down inside the San Francisco 10-yard line. The Chiefs were poised to take the lead with a touchdown, but somewhere along the way, the running back forgot the football.
Mahomes is under center. He moves a receiver against the snap. Hands off Pacheco. He's going to get a block from his tight end at the 10. Runs laterally. Tries to dig on the perfect. Fumbled it. San Francisco's recovered. San Francisco's recovered at the 9. Both teams' star running backs have fumbled in the first half of Super Bowl.
Amazing turn of events as Pacheco fumbles the ball away and fumbles away a scoring opportunity. It stayed 3-0 San Francisco. Now, also in this quarter, Dre Greenlaw, after a punt, was hurt running onto the field after that punt to go out and play defense. Nobody touched him. It was a non-contact fall, and we found out that it was an Achilles injury. Dre Greenlaw, a big part of the San Francisco defense, was gone for the remainder of the ball game, and that came with 9:16 to go until halftime in this one. ultimately, the defense held. And when San Francisco got it back on their own 34-yard line, they embarked on a drive, an 8-play, 67-yard drive. Legarius Sneed with a big personal foul that gave them a first down at the Kansas City 24-yard line. And that is when San Francisco reached into the bag of tricks to extend their lead.
Second and 10, shotgun snap. They throw laterally, caught by Jennings, who then throws back the other way. Caught on the far side, McCaffrey, 25, 20, 15, 10, broke a tackle on the number 5. Touchdown, San Francisco! The Niners have just scored the first touchdown of Super Bowl 58. A catch and run with some 21 yards, McCaffrey. The Niners up now, 9-0, late first half.
Extra point was good. It was a 10-0 ball game. And, well, taking a look back historically, any reminders of trick plays that might have gone the wrong way when you were on the field, Dev?
No good reminders of trick plays. That really went against me. The Philly special gives me nightmares every time I hear it.
You reach into your bag of tricks on a play like that, though, when things aren't working, and that's a good call by the San Francisco offensive staff.
And what I love about that is you can make the right call, but the guys have to go execute it. And Juwan Jennings had pressure in his face as he threw the ball back to Christian McCaffrey, and I thought that was the best part of the play.
Now, you had that play in your playbook. This is a situation where the receiver not only has to do that, he has to look off the linebacker, right?
Yeah, you're watching the play and you're like, he's going to throw it to Kittle. Kittle's running right across the middle of the field. But the truth of the matter, it was a halfback screen to McCaffrey. Get the whole defense chasing Kittle on a double pass. Throws it back to McCaffrey. The big lineman out in front. They make two key blocks. They get Nick Bolton, and that allows McCaffrey to score.
When you saw the replay, McCaffrey had a convoy set up in front of him just waiting for that throw to come back. San Francisco with a 10-0 lead. Here is where Kansas City finally found some offensive momentum on a 13-play drive before halftime. Harrison Butker hit a 28-yard field goal, and we had a 10-3 game at the break. Christian McCaffrey with 80 total yards on 14 touches. Patrick Mahomes was 11 for 13 for 123 yards, but Travis Kelce, one reception for 1 yard. It came on the opening drive. Chiefs did get the football first to begin the second half, and they were only down by 7. But this drive was ill-fated right from the jump. On the first play, a toss to Isaiah Pacheco was dropped and resulted in a 12-yard loss. And that was the least of Kansas City's problems on this drive.
Two receivers to the near side. Four-man rush. Shotgun snap. Blocked by the right tackle. Mahomes runs up. Pump fakes. Throws down the far sideline. Intercepted. Intercepted on a leap at the 45 and down. Going is Jair Brown. A rookie out of Penn State for San Francisco. In front of his bench. Far sideline at the Kansas City 44. One of the big defensive plays in this game in Super Bowl 58.
And so San Francisco